We're on the fly at the seaplane base. Why? Because it's Saturday, right?
Seaplane Saturday.
We're always at the seaplane base. Mark Rassi is the chairman of said seaplane base here at Oshkosh Air Venture 2021, and we're so happy to be here. And the seaplane base is very unique in that it's only here once a year, Mark.
Thanks, Jeff. The seaplane base is a registered seaplane base, so you will find it on the charts. You can look it up. It is 96 WI for Wisconsin, and that is the identifier for the seaplane base. However, it is a private seaplane base that is open to the public for 1 week out of the year. So many people ask, well, how many airplanes come and go the other 51 weeks? And the answer is none, zero.
Right.
So it's just a piece of property that through a generous agreement, we can use that property. EAA comes in with our volunteer group. We turn the vacant land into what I call a park-like setting. And so it's with that volunteer group that we're able to revitalize this. We bring everything you see out here, whether it's a picnic table, a garbage can, a sign, a boat, all of it gets put away at the end of the convention. So it's quite a daunting task to get it going, but it's with all the volunteers that we have here that can make all that happen. Now, myself personally, I started when I was 12 years old, a few years ago. I won't tell you because you'll figure out how old I am. But with that, I've been here a number of years. And so as we have our what I call our seaplane base family, is a group of volunteers that come together normally once a year. And because we have been away for 24 months, it's a little bit different, but however, it's kind of like right where we left off. And it's really quite neat. So we have 300 volunteers on our roster. We need 175 volunteers to run our schedule for Air Venture Week. So it's quite a big group of people.
Yeah.
And we're always looking for that next generation because at some point we got to be replaced. And so with that, we look out to the younger crowd and try to get them into the fold and train them in various aspects of the seaplane base. And with that, we have one of our very, very special volunteers, Ryan. Why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself? What's your name? How long you've been here? Where you live?
My name is Ryan Kucharski. I'm from Colorado, Fort Collins, and this will be my eighth year here in EAA.
And how old are you, Ryan?
I'm 16.
Wow.
He's 16 with a radio voice of a 35-year-old, I might
Thank
say.
Thank you.
You do have that radio voice.
He does.
That's awesome.
Yeah. He's going to be an announcer.
So I don't want to.
He's going to take my job.
Maybe.
So Ryan, if this is your eighth year and you're 16 years old, what makes this place so special? Why do you want to come back year after year?
It's just such a tight-knit community of volunteers. Like, I volunteered at the main base, and it was kind of just like, you go do this.
What did you do over there?
Oh, I was fueling mostly.
Wow.
But, like, here, he's the chairman. I get to see him, have conversations with him every single day.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, it's okay.
That is a good point, though. You're making a great point, Ryan.
Exactly.
And that
just
is, it's very, very
nothing
small
but love here.
Family
here. I feel like in the main base is a little more just like we really have to get stuff done.
Yeah.
But
well, that does represent something, and it's kind of what I touched on, is that volunteer family. And so if we can have that close-knit relationship, We do have fun here, but we certainly get a lot done. So I just got to talk about a couple things here with Ryan, because Ryan's one of our superstars.
And give a little background about his parents. When did they start coming and that kind of thing?
So your mom has been one of our volunteers, in fact, sitting 50 feet away and very busy as one of our departure coordinators, doing a fantastic job. Has she been coming for 8 years as well?
I think a little bit more, yeah. But yes.
Okay, so obviously there's a passion for aviation and being a part of the world's greatest aviation event, Air Venture, right? So that's just great. So I got to tell you a story here, Jeff. So one of our volunteers accidentally dropped a radio in the water. And so...
You mean a waterproof radio?
Right, yeah. Yeah, electronics and water don't go very well together. So Ryan's like, well, we can get it. And so Ryan and a team of other young volunteers took it upon themselves. And let me tell you, in this particular part of the lagoon, it's not necessarily...
Disgusting.
Let's clarify that. Yeah, it's gross.
Okay, well, I was going to water that down a little bit, you know, just say it might be a little murky. But okay, we'll go with disgusting. So the water is disgusting. And how long did it take for you to keep digging around looking for this radio?
We took a break in the middle, but overall probably about 4 hours.
4 hours there in the water up to your chest or above, right? Chest deep. I mean, they're in it, you know. Now, again, it was hot, so I don't think they were necessarily complaining because they're in their swimming suits.
But although their toes were going through the muck.
Oh, yeah. So the muck. So the water depth, we'll just say, is like 4.5, 5 feet deep there maybe. But the muck is three feet.
The water is probably like 2 feet. Okay. The muck is like 7 feet.
Oh.
It's okay. Bad.
So when the radio went in, obviously it went into the muck. And so you had to feel with your feet because – they really want to get this radio. And
they don't also want to put their heads under the water.
Right. So, obviously, you're the one that found it. So how is that? How is that to feel that radio and pull it out? I mean, everybody on shore cheered.
I mean, I didn't know it was the radio at first because in there was glass, nails, wood boards, sticks, rocks. So I just thought it's probably just a rock. Pulled it out. It's like, look at that.
And then all you got to do is bring it back and put it in some dry white rice, right?
And we do. We have it in a bin of white rice right now. So it is drying out. So, Ryan, thank you for retrieving that radio. That was awesome.
Of course.
But we mentioned the alternate landing site in the previous segment. And so we had a 185 down there yesterday. And the water conditions here at the base kind of settled down to the point where we could fly again. So the owner of the airplane wanted to go retrieve that, and so we decided to take one of our boats that, you know, kind of goes a little faster, and actually is a faster trip versus driving down, getting out of the car, getting in the boat, going out to the island to retrieve this airplane. So we just took the boat down, and Ryan was with me, and so we came back to the dock. And just let me finish now here, Ryan. And so we had the bow tied, but the stern line needed to be tied. And Ryan says, here, give me that. And he grabs the stern line, and he kind of tugs on it and lost his balance. And so apparently that disgusting water that he is complaining about, he liked it so much, he took a dive off the dock into the muck. Once again, yesterday.
This doesn't seem very important to seaplane base.
All right, we'll move along.
Being a little off topic.
All right, well, so obviously you talked about the family. This is what you really like coming back to the seaplane base. But let's talk airplanes. What's your interest in airplanes, and what do you see yourself doing in the future?
I mean, flying's just great, you know? Freedom.
So do you want to become a pilot?
Yes, I do.
What about a seaplane pilot?
Maybe.
I think Mark, yes. You were looking for a yes. little different answer than that.
I was looking for absolutely, Mark.
Absolutely, Mark. Of course.
And then do you see yourself wanting to pursue it at a commercial level, or are you just really looking at it because you're interested at a personal level?
I want it as a career.
Oh, that's just fantastic.
Well. Well, you're sitting with a couple airline pilots. And you know what else? There's tons of professional pilots that come every year. The networking is incredible. That's another thing. That seaplane base, you actually have a small enough community you can network here.
Oh, absolutely. It's amazing to me how often, you know, I bump into somebody from maybe another airline or another facet of aviation. It is a networking small group of people. It's quite neat because we see each other only once a year sometimes, but when we do, we reconnect. It's really quite a neat place to meet people, and it'll be amazing how far you go, because Ryan, again, is one of our superstar volunteers.
In the muck.
Yeah. So
in the muck.
Yeah.
All right, great. Well, Ryan, it sounds like you're having a good time out here, and I am assuming that you've made a lot of friends out here as well. I see a lot of every year I see kids your age, and they are the next generation of seaplane base workers. You know, I've been interviewing out here for many, many, many years, and a lot of the people who are now at a high level position in the seaplane base, I interviewed when they were at your level. So keep up the good work and keep volunteering and keep coming and keep the dream alive.
Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah.
And I will try.
So Ryan, real quick, what do you do here at the seaplane base besides fall off the dock?
That didn't seem necessary. I'm a towboat driver in training.
Oh,
okay,
cool.
So with that, basically the airplanes come up to our dock, we unload them, we fuel them, we spin them around, we put a harness on the propeller, we call it a bridle. That's what's used to tie the airplane to our mooring buoys. But then we have highly trained, skilled towboat drivers that then tow these airplanes out to the mooring buoy. It looks easy, it's not, especially
right.
when there's wind.
Wow. Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah.
Hey, Mark, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and talk more seaplane stuff because that's what we do.
J-Mon
G, we're on the fly at the seaplane base. It's a great Saturday. If you haven't been out to the seaplane base, make sure and get on the bus and get out here and check out one of the most serene and cool places at AirVenture Oshkosh. All right. We'll be right back. You're listening to EA Radio.